Podka episode number 11. Today is the 30th of May 2022, and I'm your host, Stacy. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is, how are you? We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
If you know that someone has been feeling a bit down, it is a great way to ask them how they are doing. This is not the most common way of asking someone how they are doing, but if you are feeling especially cheery, it is the line you can choose. It is important to note that while we use, how are you, to ask someone how they are doing, it is very common to say, I am fine, thank you, or, I am okay, even when we are not. Unlike with how are you, people are likely to actually open up when you ask that question, so they are probably going to say something other than just good, thanks. People asking this question are expecting you to simply say, yeah, I am doing very well, thanks, or something like that. You could respond, I am staying fine, but that is really, really old-fashioned, so you are better off simply saying, very well, thanks a lot, or whatever. You can also say, I am doing fine, and that is a polite, friendly response that you can use with an acquaintance, a colleague, or a customer. You may not really be feeling that great yourself when you answer it is going well, but to an acquaintance or a stranger, this is a common response to say. The expression literally means all right, and it can be used to say all right, either in a formal setting or informal one. Lofen literally means what is this looking like, a you can expect to get an easy okay answer, or to quickly fill you in about what is going on at the moment. If you are looking for a way to ask in German, like, how is it looking, without suggesting you want to have a long, hour-long monologue about another person's life, then this is it. For more ridiculous ways to ask how are you in German, check out this video from Don't Trust the Rabbit. Once you have learned all of the common ways to ask and answer the question, you may want to explore some more conversational phrases Germans use. If you really want to sound like a native speaker, here's how to ask, how are you, using German slang. Knowing different ways of saying how are you in English depending on who you are talking to is vital to any learning of English. Next time someone asks how are you in English, you will be able to respond correctly, rather than simply nodding your head or going with the classic, I am doing well, thanks. Now that you know how to ask someone how they are doing, it is time to get ready to respond for when the question is returned to you. Similar to how have you been, a great idea is to use this question to ask someone you know well about their lives. This is one of the most common questions that you will be asked when meeting someone, or running into someone you know. This is another great question to use with people you know, especially if it has been a while since you saw them. Since you are the most common subject in a phrase, this is the most common one that we use for asking someone what they are feeling. You are much more likely to get an honest response from this question than if you asked, how are you doing? Keep reading for 9 ways to ask this question, as well as potential answers for each, so that you will never feel insecure again. Some answers to questions may take on negative connotations when expressed with a lower voice or said in a sigh. You could respond to the question saying that I am fine, that I am doing well, or that I am very well. It adds a layer of familiarity, since you are suggesting you knew that something was not good before, and therefore are wondering what somebody is feeling right now. This can also be used if you know the person is nervous, perhaps he is about to give a major presentation or talk. The thank you in advance of asking will get the reply warmed up, showing you value the question. In most cases, these may be used interchangeably, as when asking for someone's status, as well as informal greetings. It is not recommended to use these ones in formal situations, such as in English exams, or with people you do not know. In an English-speaking country, using English with people who are higher up in the hierarchy than you, such as a supervisor, is okay, provided that you have some rapport with them. An informal way to ask, what is going on? An informal way of asking asks the person you are talking to tell you a little bit about themselves and their lives. Note that in French, the majority of expressions to ask someone what has been going on use the verb aller rather than être. The next step after greeting someone in German is asking them I greater than how are you? I greater than.
Whether or not you use a formal version of this question depends on who you are talking to. In English, asking the question I greater than how are you? I greater than is usually simply a way to greet, and nobody raises an eyebrow if you do not respond. Rather than being asked as a way to start small conversations, how are you is considered an actual question among Germans. It is the standard way of asking in German, like this, how are you, when talking with a friend, a classmate, coworker, or a family member. Before you get out there and start asking people how are you, there are some things about Germans and Germany that you should know.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Stacy and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Podka and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.